Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly. It's Christmas this week.
I'm so excited to be done with everything. Merry Christmas.
Yay, Merry Christmas.
Christmas spirit.
I'm excited to be done with working until Christmas.
Yeah. I got a few more days. Just one more, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Anyway. Well, let's warm up those tires.
Let's warm up the tires. So, today we're going to talk about the silly season because stuff happened again.
Yep.
Finally. We'll continue our safety discussions. We'll touch a little bit on everybody's favorite group of employees at the IMS, the yellow shirts.
The yellow shirts.
They're amazing. We're going to talk about our woman crush, who is Renee Gracie. We'll also touch a little bit on some female racer news. And then, of course, should we do makeup?
Of course.
So let's jump right into the silly season. There's been a lot of announcements, so I thought we could run down what we know, which is Penske's full.
Mm-hmm.
Andretti is all the way full, and I think that also includes the 500.
Yep.
Because just recently it was announced that Carlos Munoz will be driving for him.
The 500.
At the 500. Yes, my bad. At the 500. And let's see, with Steph Wilson.
Yep.
So that brings him up to six. Jesus. Chip Ganassi Racing has two. He might be fielding another car for the 500. They probably can. Peterson has two, and then the partnership with Jack Harvey and Shank. Let's see. Dale Coyne is two, but only one is full.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the open Dale Coyne seat. Foyt is full with two. Ed Carpenter is almost full. Ed needs his road course buddy. And let's see, Harding Racing has Chavez, Carlin, just recently announced with Chilton Kimball, Shank with one, and Yukos with one. So that's what we know so far.
That's what we know.
still
waiting on some big announcements.
Still waiting on the Dale Coyne announcement. And the
Ed Carpenter.
Ed Carpenter. And rumor is that Esteban Gutierrez might be running as Ed Carpenter's road course buddy.
Yeah.
Gutierrez has F1 background.
Mm-hmm.
And then most recently he did drive for Dale Coyne, replacing Sebastian.
He did.
So it's rumors. Nothing's official. I think other people have been rumored. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but there have been other Ed Carpenter rumors.
Yeah. There's been a lot of speculation for Ed's road course buddy.
I mean, until Ed says something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hang my hat on it.
Yeah, we're left still guessing. But I think Gutierrez would be a good fit since he has an F1 background.
Yeah, and they're road courses.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think that'd be a good fit.
You know, people like to say that Ed does the whole, like, All-American team, but he hadn't before. So this won't be his first, like, non-American that he's picking.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
It will be.
Still nothing on Dale Coyne's second car. Still absolutely nothing.
Still looking at you, Dale, for Connor Daly.
Come on, Dale. Yeah.
Everybody loves Connor.
Everybody loves Connor.
Everybody loves Connor.
Although he was on the Barstool Heartland show. Let's see. We're taping Thursday. My days get messed up in the Christmas time. Wednesday. So on Wednesday's show, they kind of asked him about, and he was like, well, and he seemed a little pessimistic.
Mm.
So I don't know. We just can hope and pray and light a candle. Everybody light a candle for Connor.
Light a candle, say a prayer.
It's hashtag Connor Car Watch for realsies this
for
time.
For real.
Like,
yeah.
For reals.
Yeah. Connor needs a ride.
Carlin. So, yeah, that was announced.
Yeah.
I'm jumping around. I am so sorry. I'm just jumping all the way around on us. Carlin was announced. They are now moving into IndyCar. And as you know, they were in Indy Lights since 15, and they've had Ed Jones, Mateus Lace, however he pronounces it, and Zachary Clayman DeMello were on Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
Carlin Racing. So he's now in IndyCar with...
Yeah, making the move.
Charlie Kimball and Max Chilton.
Well.
Which, somebody's father got them that right, so that's fine, Max.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And somebody's a bad diabetic.
Somebody's not the cool diabetic. Like,
we so, you know.
Although, T's and P's. I think his ranch was on fire.
T's and P's?
Thoughts and prayers.
Oh, thoughts and prayers. I was like, excuse me?
I forgot you're a nurse. That could mean something else.
Right? I'm like,
I don't think you think that means what you think that means.
I'm curious who Danica's going to drive for in the 500.
So, everybody thought it was going to be Chip Ganassi because they have the dual car both in NASCAR and IndyCar. Mm-hmm. But at PRI, Dale kind of said talks have stalled.
Hmm.
But there's still room. So, I mean, talks can stall and start back up again.
That's true.
Let's see. As far as engines for the 500, I know Honda caps at 18.
Yeah.
Assuming Chevy caps at 18.
I would assume.
I would assume. There's 3 more Honda spots and 5 more Chevy spots.
Wow.
I think, if I'm doing my math right.
Yeah, we're getting close.
We're getting close. I think we might get some bumping this year.
I think we might get some bumping, too. I'm excited about that. Yeah. I would love to see some good bumping.
Some good bumping will work.
Very cool.
Also, let's see. Oh, a couple Monster Road to Indies. Because, you know, the kiddos.
Yep.
Just announced today, and who had that name that was like Utah Jackson? Do you remember that? There was a kid whose name was like...
Yeah, yeah.
Something like it, you knew who his family was at that point. I can't think of his name. This is going to kill me, and I'm so sorry. But it was just announced that he joined a team today.
Hmm.
It was like Jumper Car Bob, or... I want to say Sideshow Bob so bad. And I know that's not his name, but that's all that's coming to me.
I don't think it's Sideshow Bob.
I mean...
Although he is a hilarious character.
Yes.
From one of my favorite shows.
Yes.
But...
I mean, if he was an IndyCar driver, I'd have to go all in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Team Sideshow Bob.
For sure.
But so that kid just got announced today. And then Julian Vanderwaught.
With Team Pelfrey.
Team Pelfrey in their USF 2000. Mm-hmm. He was the South African Formula 1600 champ.
Okay.
So he's from South Africa.
Nice.
So cool. Cool, cool, yeah. Cool. And then, oh God. Oscar DeLuziara? I'm so sorry.
DeLuziara.
There you go. Works for me.
Newman Walks Racing?
Newman Walks Racing, USF 2000. So they have 2 out of their 4 drivers in Newman Walks.
All right.
So we'll see how these kids do. Maybe we'll start to see them climb the ladder.
It would be nice.
Like Jacob's ladder.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of.
Kind of.
All right, well, on to our yellow shirts.
Our favorite people.
So, Safety Patrol. Da-da-da-da. This group of employees ensures a safe, secure, and hospitable environment for all customers of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
That's from their official website.
That's their official website.
That's the official definition of the yellow shirts.
So, their roles, parking in and around the track. They direct the cars. They check the credentials. Make sure you're parking in the right spot, in the right area.
Unless you know a couple.
Unless you know a few. Stands and mounds. They check tickets, customer service. Mm-hmm. You know, where's the bathroom? Where's this? Blah, blah, blah. Garage and pits. Verifying credentials. Security access points. And Whistler.
Whistler, the very famous yellow shirt who stands kind of, so if you're going through the garage area, I guess it's not really, I always think the garage is back behind, and I never know what to call that access road right there.
Gasoline alley.
Thank you. Yeah, gasoline alley, right at the entrance to the track, and that man stands there all May with a whistle.
Yeah.
He's a little hardcore.
He's very hardcore.
Like, I get a little anxiety
for
when
traffic,
I hear it.
Yeah, because there's golf carts, there's people, it's very busy.
It's very busy, and I get it, but, like, I'm so scared that I'm going to step out the wrong way and just get thrown out the track.
I know. Well, and I always feel like he's whistling in Morse code, but I don't know what he's saying.
Thank you.
Like, I don't know what the whistles
That's
mean.
That's exactly it. He'll be like, tweet, tweet, tweet.
And I'm like, ah, is that stop or go? I don't know. I don't know.
I need a hand gesture.
Do I have the right of way?
And I just usually end up crying. It's fine. It's fine. Fine.
Yeah. And at the gates, they check your bags and your tickets.
They check your bags and your tickets, yeah.
The Safety Patrol, as we know it, started in 1948.
Yep. And prior to that, they were the National Guard.
Well, that's a little intimidating.
That's a little intense.
Yeah.
And you kind of... it's a big step to go from.
Yeah. National Guard to locals in yellow shirts.
Your guy who lives down the street in a yellow shirt, you're like... Hey, what's up?
What's up, Bill?
Hey, Bill! Hey, Charlie.
Oh, and they used to wear blue shirts.
They used to wear blue shirts, and they used to wear yellow long sleeve shirts.
Oh.
Apparently those are very hot.
Well, I'm sure they are.
I'm just thinking of May.
Yeah.
But unofficially, these are some great people to talk to.
They really are. I love to ask, anytime I see a show, I love to ask how long they've been doing it. Yeah. Because most of them have been doing it for years, and they absolutely love it. They've always got a good story.
They've all seen some shit.
Yeah. And if you need to know anything about where anything is, that's who you want to go to. If you want to know, you know, where can I find this food, they can tell you which concession stand it's at. You know, if you need to go to the medical tent, they can help you with that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've even asked
about, drive, like, the shuttles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, future events. Like, when we were there for SCCA, and we talked to one of the guys about the air race, and we were like, where should we sit? And he was like, that's the best place to sit. That's where they go. And mm-hmm. we were like, awesome, done.
Yeah, so.
Definitely get to know them.
Definitely.
Definitely. You have to go through training, too, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole thing.
Maybe that's what we should do when we retire.
Just be yellow shirts.
Just be yellow shirts. Probably not.
I mean.
I'm betting our names are already on the list.
I just can't commit to, like...
That's the problem.
Yeah. To working during a race.
That's our big stumbling block.
That's the thing. Like,
yeah, we should... Oh, no.
Yeah, no, because the race is going to start, and I'm not going to give a shit about what anybody else is doing.
They'll be like, there's a fight going on in your section.
They're fine.
You know what?
They're fine.
It's a pretty close race right now.
Right. It's going to have to wait till a yellow flag.
Yeah, you might as well throw a yellow flag.
It's going to have to wait till a yellow flag, Julie. I'm not dealing with that shit right now.
Once you get race control on the phone, throw yellow. Then I'll handle it. Oh, I bet our name is on a list over there.
Yeah.
We are never.
Well, I had, so Zora's sister Mary was a yellow shirt for years and years, and she worked in the garages. And I loved the race, and so she always offered to, if I wanted to be a yellow shirt, that she would, you know, tell somebody to pull my application. She's like, you can work in the garages with me, you can meet all the drivers on all this, and I really thought about it. But I was like, would I have to work on race day? And she's like, yeah. And I said, that's not gonna work for me.
Nah, yeah, happen.
I was okay with everything else. I thought, okay, I'll work through quals. That's fine.
That's fine. I'll sacrifice it because I'm sure it's great. But the race?
But race day? Not going to work out for me. Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Speaking of race day, so they, a little off topic, but they've been giving out little prizes. That's not the right word. For if you go to the Lights of the Brickyard, which you should go, by the way, if you haven't. It's really great. I've been 3 times. I'm done going, though. I'm done. It's fine. I like it, but I'm done.
Yeah.
One of them, either like today or yesterday, was Carb Day tickets.
Oh.
Or, no, I got an email. Did you get the email today from IMS?
Probably.
About you, if you don't buy your carb tickets now, they go...
Oh, yeah, the prices go up, yeah.
Look, here's the deal. I don't feel like you should jack up the price until I know who's playing.
Thank you. That was my thought exactly, because 2 years ago, we knew who the bands were the week of Thanksgiving, because I was in Arizona.
Yeah, it was Journey. That was Journey.
Yes, for my cousin's wedding, and I woke up, and Twitter
had exploded,
and so texting was happening to everybody rampantly. Right. And then last year, we didn't know till the last fucking minute, it felt like.
I think it was March?
Maybe. But, yeah, don't threaten me. First off, fuck you. I'm getting a bronze badge.
I was okay? Like, that's cute. I'm getting a bronze badge. Yeah. But, okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
Secondly, fuck you. If you're not even going to tell me who the band is, oh, price is going to increase. S my D.
I mean, I just, don't do that. If you have not told me who the band is,
no.
Don't threaten me.
No.
And it was a threat. Anyway, I saw that and I was like, damn it.
No, I did see that. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Then I started thinking about who I wanted to see. And then I was like, well, here's another hour lost from work. Because I dream about bands at Carb Day. Like, right. Foo Fighters would be good. Would be good. Would be good. Red Hot Chili Peppers might be. Anyway.
I would love Red Hot Chili Peppers.
This is what happens when somebody mentions Carb Day.
I know.
Do I think about anything else other than the concert? Nope.
No.
No.
Not when they haven't announced it.
No. Once they announce it, I'll think about everything else. But right now, I'm like, is it worth it to get VIP or not?
Yeah.
So anyway. Announce who's playing. Damn it.
Yeah. Fucking do it. Yeah, because remember last year, we were waiting to see who the band was going to be before we bought VIP.
Yes. A lot of people
waited
do
forever.
A lot of people wait because they're like, well, if it's a bad band, like, I'll just go get GA. which is fine.
Yeah.
But if it's somebody I want to see, like, I'll pony up for VP.
Hell yeah.
But I'd like to know who it is.
Yeah. I don't think that's too much to ask.
I mean, I feel like you can get it locked down. That's fine.
I would think so.
Anyway, that was my little tangent there.
Yeah.
Happens. It happens.
It happens. All right. Well, our Woman Crush Wednesday.
Or, I guess.
No, Thursday.
Thursday into Friday morning.
But whatever.
Yes.
So, Renee Gracie.
Renee Gracie. So, we kind of actually mentioned Renee Gracie when we talked about Simona DiSilvestro.
A couple weeks ago.
You should listen to that episode if you haven't. It's really nice. I don't remember which that one it was. It might have been our Fun with Flags one.
I think it was.
Well, you should listen to that one if you did
not.
Yeah. So we talked about that. We talked about her. We mentioned her name because she has driven with Simona. But let's go back a little bit. Give you a little background. In 2013 and 2014, she drove the Porsche Carrera Cup in Australia. So she's Australian, by the way. G'day.
Very cool.
She was the first driver in that series. The first female driver in that series. Not the first driver.
Well, yeah.
And so she had 5 top finishes in her first year, second year, 2014.
That's awesome.
And she also finished every race she started. So
she didn't stuff it into the wall.
I mean, that's not a bad statistic.
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's see. Then 2015 to present, she's been in the Supercar Dunlop series.
Hmm.
Or Dunlop series. However they pronounce it. She was their first female competitor in 14 years in 2015, so that brings it all the way back to 2001.
Wow.
Post Y2K. She finished 18th that year. I noticed that there it gave a weird space between champion and ship. Our little note feature sometimes gets crazy on me.
It does.
That's the year where she teamed up with Simona DiSilvestro.
Yes.
Yes. For the Bathurst 100.
Mm-hmm. That was the first female pairing since 1998.
Yeah.
And they finished 20th.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
I think that year they even kind of stuffed it. They had an incident and they still finished 20th.
That's awesome.
So that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. And in 2016, she paired with Simona again at Bathurst. They finished 14th.
Yeah.
And then in 2017, due to lack of funding, she was replaced in the series.
Same shit, different story.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But, well, good for her.
Yeah, so that's our Woman Crush of the Week. There you go. Woman Crush of the Week.
There we go. Woman Crush of the Week. I like that.
We should change that on our graphics. But there you go. It's still
WCW. I like that. All right. Other female news.
Exciting female news.
Yes. So, Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports.
Yeah.
Ended their partnership.
With the murderer.
With the murderer who wanted to fund a car.
Way to go, Sam.
And we've gone one. We pulled a 180. We've gone the other direction.
Yes.
And they're looking at Lena Gade as a potential engineer for their team, which she's quite the badass.
She is such the badass.
She's hardcore badass. Yeah. And she also is on the Women in Motorsport Commission.
She is. She is. So she's part of their ambassadors. And I looked her up because I was like, she seems pretty badass.
Yeah.
She was the first female engineer to win Le Mans, the Le Mans 24, in 2011. And then she decided to come back and do it again in 2012 and 2014.
Yeah.
So, I think this is a great idea. Obviously, she knows how to run a car.
Clearly.
If you can keep a car running for 24 hours at a race-ish speed.
I'd say you know your shit. Yeah. Well, that's pretty fucking awesome.
It was pretty fucking awesome. I was really, really, really excited to retweet that.
Yeah.
When I saw that happening. Twitter blew up. I got all excited. All the female racer Twitters. I was like,
oh,
yes!
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Speaking of Twitter.
Well, I will be very excited for that. Speaking of Twitter, if you don't follow us on social media, you should. We're hilarious. You can follow us on Twitter at FastCarsN317.
Yep.
You can find us on Instagram at FastCarsFastGirls. You can find us on Facebook by searching FastCarsFastGirls in the search bar.
Yep.
Or simply typing www.facebook.com/FastCarsFastGirls. You also can check out our website at FastCarsFastGirls.com.
Did you mention our Instagram?
I did.
Okay.
I'm just a fast talker.
I was making time notations.
I'm a fast girl.
You are a fast girl. Woo!
I've heard that said about me before.
I cannot comment on that.
Check out our website. Check out our social media.
Let us know what you think. It's fine. While you're at it,
Why don't you subscribe to our podcast and please rate and review.
And share us. You know, it's the Christmas season is coming up.
It's the Christmas season. Give the gift of a great podcast to your friends and family.
Yeah. I mean, give us a... We're a great gift.
We are.
You know what else is a really good gift?
What?
Well, you know, if there's a man in your life you don't know what to buy for, maybe you'd like to get them the James Hinchcliffe beard trimmer.
The James Hinchcliffe has a beard trimmer?
He does. You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
You know... When you're a race car driver, you like to have a very good appearance, and everything's very mechanical. And I'll tell you what, his beard looks good. Your little guy's beard can look good if you get him the James Hinchcliffe beard trimmer.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I'll have to go out tonight and buy one for my brother-in-law.
Well, if you go online, you also get a free jar of maple syrup.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if
fucking Canadians.
Fucking Canadians. Maybe not delivery by Christmas Eve, though.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not at this point.
It might be a late... Oh, maybe a moose will deliver it. I don't know. I can't...
If a Mountie delivers it, I will lose my shit.
That would be amazing. I don't think that's going to happen, though. So there's also another gift besides our podcast.
James Hinchcliffe beard trimmer.
The Hinchcliffe beard trimmer.
With a complimentary bottle of maple syrup.
Merry Christmas from Canada.
Merry Christmas. Eh?
Eh.
Shipped... We didn't make up. 1972, Dolly Cole became what is believed to be the first woman ever to ride in the pace car at the start of the race.
Yes.
She was the wife of General Motors executive Ed Cole.
She apparently was a little bit of a kicky broad. From what I could, I like when they call, like, in news articles, right? Like, she was a great broad, and you're like, okay.
Because, yeah, that has a whole different connotation.
That's code for... She might beat your ass.
Right? Yeah. She
Or drink you under the table.
She was wild. That's code for she was fucking unpredictable. Like, when I hear broad, I think to myself, we'd have been friends.
Yeah.
Because in the 40s, I absolutely would have been described as a broad.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of that blonde broad over there? I mean, yeah.
Which is fine.
Can you believe the moxie on that broad?
Do you hear the mouth of that broad over there?
Yeah. I mean, any descriptor of me from that time period would have included the word broad.
Oh, yeah. So she was the first woman to ever ride in the pace car. Now, she wasn't the driver.
But still. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. The first woman to drive the pace car was in 2001, and it was Elaine Irwin Mellencamp.
Oh.
So, for those of you from Indiana, and maybe outside of Indiana?
Some people know. Some people know John Cougar.
Johnny Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah.
John Cougar Mellencamp is good. John Mellencamp... But John Cougar, awesome. John Cougar, John Mellencamp, I don't know.
I just wanted to pick a name.
Well, yeah. I think he was John Cougar Mellencamp, and then he switched and did a little bit more like folksy rock, and it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
When he was John Mellencamp. Also, there have been no female drivers of the pace car since then.
Well, that's...
I mean, like, celebrity drivers, because Sarah Fisher is the official...
Well, sure.
Yeah, but as far as, like, guest driver...
Interesting.
I mean...
Although I guess I'm satisfied with Sarah Fisher being the actual pace car driver.
She's back there driving. She's like, I got this. That's adorable.
Right, that's adorable.
I got this. It's fine.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
I would love to drive the pace car one year. That would be so fucking fun.
I still think I'd like to handle the flags.
Oh, I definitely want to... I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. Okay. I mean, it's not an either or.
I suppose, I mean, you can't do them both at the same time, but...
No.
No.
But, I mean, consecutive years?
Maybe you could.
Well, typically the celebrity just goes out on the initial.
Yeah.
So you could be in the celebrity pace car at the beginning of the race and wave the flags at the end.
When we were at the Brickyard and that pace car was in there, it wasn't just Jeff Gordon sitting in there for 4 to 8 hours straight.
Oh, no. For him, I think it was.
Sorry. Just poor Jeff Gordon.
I don't feel bad for him. I don't.
Well.
I don't, and I will not be made to feel bad for him.
Well, on that note, maybe we need to wave the white flag.
Maybe we do need to wave the white flag.
What do you got for us?
Well, so Christmas is a special time of year in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of funny stories that we don't have time for. But...
a whole other podcast.
It is a whole other podcast. And if you've never If you've never had Christmas dinner with a family member who thinks that they're Jesus Christ, then your Christmases have nothing on mine.
And we should actually clarify, not like think they're Jesus Christ is I'm the center of the universe.
No, I mean like literally thought they were Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
So we have kind of a dark sense of humor in my family because, you know. So I am going to share my favorite Christmas story, which is the story of how the angel got on top of the Christmas tree. So it was Christmas Eve, and Santa and Mrs. Claus had a tradition that they would sit down to dinner together every year on Christmas Eve before he would go out and deliver presents to all the children in the world.
Makes sense.
And so they sit down to eat, and they're dressed, and after dinner they're having a cup of coffee, and Santa goes to put the coffee up to his mouth, and it's kind of hot, and it burns him a little bit, and then he drops the cup and spills it all down the front of his jacket, right in his lap, burning him, and he jumps up, son of a bitch! And he's yelling and hurt, you know, not happy.
Not happy.
And Mrs. Claus, oh, calm down, Chris. Just take off your pants and your jacket. I'll put them in the wash. We'll have them ready to go by the time you need to leave. It's fine. And so he hands her his clothes and, you know, she says, do you want another cup of coffee? No, I'm done with the coffee. I'm going to go outside and feed the reindeer and get the sleigh ready. So he goes outside, goes to the barn, flips the light on. Nothing happens. Off, on. Nothing. He thinks, well, all right, the light's out. But I've had this job for a couple hundred years. I bet I can feed these reindeer in the dark. Not my first rodeo. So he's walking through the barn, and, well, some of the elves had left out some of the tack needed to go with the sleigh. And so this big piece of metal catches him right in the middle of the shin. Mm. And so he's jumping on one leg, and he's yelling and cussing and just pissed off. Well, by the time he finally gets to the reindeer, since it was dark and all the yelling and the swearing must have scared them because Blitzen bit him.
Oh, Blitzen.
So now he's, his legs throbbing, his hands bleeding, he's walking out of the barn. Stupid fucking reindeer. Fucking elves always leaving shit where they shouldn't. And he's muttering to himself. And about this time it started to sleet, do a little freezing rain, just that nasty winter weather that we all hate. So he's walking over to the garage where the sleigh is. And remember, he's only in his long johns and a t-shirt and his boots because his jacket and his pants are in the wash. And he walks up the incline of the apron for the garage, and the door has frozen to the ground in this freezing rain, sleet nastiness. Yeah. So he tries to pull on it, it doesn't budge. He kicks it a little bit, tries to pull again, it moves just a little bit. So then he reaches down as hard as he can and pulls back. The door gives, his feet fly out from underneath him. He hits the ground and slides down the apron and lands in this pile of slush and muck and nastiness. Oh. And he's laying out there on his back, looking up at the sky, thinking about how awful his night has been. And that this is shaping up to be one of the worst Christmas Eves of all time. And about then, an angel flies by. And she says, hey, Santa, what do you want me to do with this Christmas tree? And that's how the angel got on top of the Christmas tree. That's my favorite joke.
That's a good one.
That's my favorite joke ever.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. All right, what's your white flag?
Well, you know this, but I don't think the listeners do. On my mom's side, we actually are part elf.
This is true.
And not the cool Lord of the Rings elves, like the short, cranky Santa elves.
Yeah.
So we're little...
The sweatshop elves.
The sweatshop elves. Well, they were unionized recently, so...
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, they've unioned.
Collective bargaining power is important.
It is. They're taking down the man. So we're a little late because I had to reach out to my cousin, who is a full elf, say, hey, you know, we do this podcast. Can you help us out? He said, I'll tell you what. I'll get you some drivers. Let you know what Santa's bringing them.
Okay.
And
I'm listening.
We've got the list, so I thought we'd let everybody at home kind of know what everybody's getting from Santa himself. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, first of all, everybody's favorite Frenchman, Simon Pagenaud, he's getting Elio's secret hair care regimen.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, he's been eyeing that.
You know he has. He's real excited.
I bet he is. Joseph Newgarden.
Yeah?
Not a goddamn thing.
Hey.
You won the IndyCar championship. Don't be greedy, Joe.
Don't be greedy.
Don't be greedy.
You'll get coal next year. Watch it. Well, I think we all know this, and Santa's really not going to bring anything else because Marco Andretti got a new number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Santa can't help you, Marco.
Not even Santa. Ryan Hunter-Reay.
Yeah.
Butterball turkey.
What can you say?
Spoiler alert, he prefers ham.
Shh. Lovely Zeg Beach.
Zeg Beach.
Zeg Beach. He's going to get 50 more pounds of lean muscle.
Oh, I'm calling bullshit on that. Did you mean to say 5?
I believe it was 50.
I don't think 12-year-olds can gain that much lean muscle.
Stop it. He's so nice. Santa really likes him.
He is so very nice. I just think 50 is overshooting.
Well, we'll see what happens. Santa is ambitious for him. Although, did you see him try and hit the hockey puck?
I did not.
Apparently it went way left. I can't say anything. It's fine. Zach, we're on the same boat. I would have been like, do you throw the hockey puck?
What do you do with this?
What is this stick for?
Is this stick to hold, keep my balance on the ice? All right. Alexander Rossi. Legal immunity for all of his crimes.
There's elvish lawyers out there. It's fine. They're going to help him out.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, that's cool. Scott Dixon. Actually, Santa's bringing something for Emma this year, he decided. You know, Scott's had a nice year, but Emma is liked a little bit more by Santa.
I get that. And I love Emma.
Yeah. Santa's bringing her a wine cellar.
Ooh.
Very fancy.
Yeah. We need to get to know Emma better.
Santa really likes her, so.
No kidding. James Hinchcliffe. He's getting a handwritten note from Santa that says, "That's adorable."
You know what? That is adorable.
I'd frame it.
Yeah, I would too. It's from the big guy himself.
Yep.
Santa was very excited to hear about Robert Wickens' recent engagement. Santa's lawyers, though, said, "Hey, Santa, perhaps you should send him a prenup. You never know.
They
seem very cute.
But you never know."
But to quote Kanye, "Holla, we won't prenup. We won't prenup.
We won't prenup.
Just, it's there. It's fine."
Sebastian Bourdais. He's going to get a Fast Cars, Fast Girl meme made after him this year.
Yeah, we've contracted with Santa.
We have.
It's fine. It's cool. Graham Rahal. So, spoke to my cousin about this one because I was a little confused. Because he said, "Well, Graham's not getting anything." I said, "Well, why not?" And he said, "Well, Graham is the honorary chair of the Rev Indy event."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "So, really, Graham's going to be giving everybody Steak and Shake shakes at that event."
Okay.
So, he's not getting anything, but Graham's going to be giving out some Steak and Shake shakes. Whew, say that three times.
I'm game. I love Steak and Shake shakes.
I will be very upset if that doesn't happen.
I will. I will be as well.
It's supposed to be a really big gourmet thing, but I kind of want there to be
a Steak and Shake. Yeah, I want shakes.
I want there to be a Steak and Shake table, like drunk food at the end.
Yeah.
Like, here you go.
I think every event should have drunk food at the end. Like, finger foods that you can, like, put into, like, a little plastic cup that you can easily take with you into the car.
Yes.
And not things that require a dip, because that's too complicated for the car.
You can't have a dip.
But things that I can put into a cup, because drunk people can't be trusted with plates. We know that. We need a container that will hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Takuma Sato. He's getting a second interview with Pat McAfee.
Yeah, I can't decide if that's good or bad.
I don't know.
It might be a little coalish.
Yeah, that might be a little...
Well, he did take the BorgWarner out of Indiana, so...
Yeah.
It's back.
It is.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Matthias Lace is getting a multi-year contract because Santa is concerned that Larry Foyt's going to fuck him.
So. Larry Foyt fucks a lot of people. I don't mean that in the slanderous way, but it comes across.
It does. But you're not wrong.
But seriously, he does fuck a lot of people.
But he does.
And he tries to hide it. He tries to hide.
Right? Like,
oh no, it's going to be a building year. You're a liar.
Your rosé is bad. You should feel bad.
fucking Larry Floyd.
Damn it, Larry.
Tony Kanaan, he's going to move to Indianapolis.
He's going to be our next restraining order, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's either you or my sister.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's, yeah, Santa's that's bringing me a restraining order. That's, yep.
That's happening.
That's happening.
That's happening. Spencer is getting a fuzzy to hold when Ed yells at him.
Oh.
You know.
I think we all need a safety blanket sometimes.
And now that you're a full-time driver with Ed, the only full-time driver with Ed, you're going to need
a lot more attention on you.
You're going to need a fuzzy blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to Ed. Ed Carpenter. He's getting coal. You know why, Ed.
You know why, Ed.
You know why.
No. Firing JR.
Taking too long to find a road buddy. Taking too long
to find a road buddy. And you're leaving Speedway? Multiple coals.
Shame.
Santa is not happy.
Santa loves the Indy 500 and Santa loves Speedway.
Yeah.
Fuck you for leaving.
Fuck you if you don't like Christmas.
Yeah, fuck you if you don't like Christmas.
You know who
I just want to. My mom will never watch this video, which is good because she would be horrified for how many times I've said fuck while I'm wearing a sweater with Jesus on it. She would find that crude. Crude is the word that she would use to describe that.
I mean, my mom listens. I don't think she watches the videos because she can't pull it up at work. And I don't know if she knows yet how to pull it up on her phone.
Sure.
But she would like the sweater.
Yeah. Oh, my mom will like the sweater. She just, yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
She won't like the language.
No. Yeah. You know what? Speaking of coal being sent to owners.
Sure.
Dale Coyne, you're also getting coal.
You're on deck.
Look,
pick a driver.
Pick a driver at this point.
Pick a driver.
I'm just frustrated.
It's okay.
I'm an angry elf.
You are an angry elf today. That's all right. I was pretty grinchy yesterday.
I've been a little grinchy.
Yeah, I was a little grinchy yesterday. Let's see. Gabby Chavez. Gabby Chavez. I know. It's my name with a G in front of it. Somehow I fucked it up.
It's part of her charm.
Oh, it's been a long week. Okay. Gabby Chavez. Cole for that fucking haircut.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Max Chilton. Max Chilton's not getting anything because his father already gave him a gift, his ride.
Oh!
Calling you out.
Kyle Kaiser. Getting that rookie stripe.
Good for you, Kyle. Good for luck. You. Good job. Yeah. Way to go. We'll see what happens.
Student driver stripe.
Connor Daly. Well, Santa really wants to bring him a ride.
Santa wants to bring him a ride. Can anybody help Santa out with that?
Santa gotta have a help. Santa can't officially contract with a team. So, yeah. If a team could contact, well, they can contact Connor directly.
Yeah.
At this point.
He's very accessible.
Yeah. He's on social media. It's fine.
Yeah. Charlie Kimball. Insulin.
Yep.
Because his pancreas sucks.
Yeah. And he's the bad diabetic. Sorry.
I'm not saying, I'm sure that his diabetes is very well controlled. He's just not our favorite diabetic.
I like that. He's our least favorite diabetic.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if Connor's my favorite diabetic. Anyway. Pippa Man, Santa will be giving her 5 minutes alone with Carmen Jorda.
And how much is Santa going to be charging the rest of us to watch that?
Oh, it's $20 a head at least.
Worth it.
Worth it.
Worth it. BYOB?
Yeah.
Can I bring in a cooler?
Yeah, it's just like...
No glass bottles.
There is but one rule.
No glass bottles. Oh. Elio Castroneves. Well, Santa's bringing him dreams of sugar plum fairies and a fourth Indy 500 win.
And I really feel like we should all get behind that.
I mean, I would love to see it happen.
I think it needs to happen.
Whether you love or hate Elio, I would love to see him win the Indy 500 a fourth time.
We need that fourth time to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think that I would love to be in attendance of that.
Oh my God. I'm already getting chills thinking about it.
Yeah.
Well... my cousin had to put me on the phone with somebody else for this last guy.
Oh.
It was kind of a scary call.
So, was it like a manager that you had to talk with, or?
Well, it was Krampus. And if you're not familiar who Krampus is, take a minute and Google. Because Krampus is a very mean guy who hangs out with Santa. And if you're very, very mean, Krampus...
You don't just get coal.
You get Krampused. Which, he beats you with things.
Sometimes he kidnaps you and eats you.
I think that was that weird horror movie that came out, right?
No, I think that's part of the legend.
Oh.
Is that he kidnaps some children. He will beat you, but if you're especially bad, he kidnaps you.
And eats you.
Well, maybe. Sometimes he eats you, sometimes he just puts you to work.
It's a Scandinavian thing. Krampus is Scandinavian.
I'm all about scaring children into behaving.
Work for us.
I mean, I turned out okay.
Right? Like, I'm fine.
So, okay, so you had to talk to Krampus.
Yeah, because I said, well, you know, I got a name on my list, cuz. What about Larry Foyt? And he said, I have to connect you to Krampus. So, look, Larry.
Well.
You're going to get beaten.
I guess Larry's the one getting fucked this time.
I'm sorry, Teresa.
I'm sorry.
Now. It's been a good run, everybody, but yeah, it's been a good run. This is episode 30, our last episode. And
oh, bullshit. We've already got notes for the next two.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Speaking of which, before we officially end everything, we're starting to go on the road again.
We are.
In about a month.
In about a month, we're going to be down at Daytona for the Rolex 24.
Very excited.
Very excited. We're camping out, having a good time.
Hopefully surviving. This is our first IMSA race.
It is our first IMSA race, so it'll be...
It's IMSA, right?
Not yeah.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be very fun.
There'll be a lot of... I'm excited to see a bunch of the IndyCar drivers who are going to be there.
Yeah.
Just kind of the feel of it apparently is really exciting.
Yeah. Get to wake up with race cars, go to sleep with race cars. It's going to be a good time.
What could be any better than that?
Yeah. Plus 4 days hanging out with race fans.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so, our Christmas gift. That's what Santa's bringing.
Pretty much. That is what Santa's bringing.
Santa
us.
Said, you guys are going to the Rolex 24. You're fine.
You're fine.
I said, Santa, what about a pace car? And he said, whoa, I'm going to need you to calm down.
Right. Maybe next year.
Maybe
and
next year.
This will also be coming with us to the Rolex. Molly got me this and it's Racing Chasers. It's two shot glasses inside of race cars.
That you pull them back. And they race each other.
Oh, I didn't realize they actually raced. Shut up.
Oh, no. We just got...
Shut up.
We just got another level of the gift.
Oh, my.
I'm scared how these are going to survive the 500 weekend.
I don't think they are.
I'll go order another one while
we might want to have... Well, I think the... Let's see.
I think they're plastic.
Maybe we'll put plastic. Yeah. If they're glass, anyway. We'll put plastic in there. Because I think the cars will be fine. Oh, fuck. That's awesome. I didn't realize they actually race. Okay.
Oh, well, no. They race.
It's on now.
Yeah, I know. But if I had more time and artistic ability, which I have neither at this point, I was going to, like, make the red card target car. Make this one, like, a NTT data car. Oh, I could have done the Napa car. It's blue.
It's true. Well, we still can add more things.
I don't have that kind of talent. Yeah. Well, it's a shorter episode today, but...
It is a little bit shorter, but that's okay.
It's a holiday.
We're coming into the holiday weekend, so...
Everybody, have a great Christmas.
Have a great Christmas. Hanukkah's wrapping up, so if you're Jewish and you celebrate Hanukkah, enjoy Hanukkah.
Yep.
Happy Hanukkah. Enjoy the rest of the...
Seven?
8 days.
8 days. Why did I think seven?
The eight nights of lights.
I know. Anyway, because there's 7 days in a week.
Yep.
And I don't think we'll be back on before Kwanzaa, so happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa if you celebrate that. And if you don't celebrate any of those...
Happy Festivus on Saturday.
A holiday for the rest of us.
I got a lot of things... No, anyway. I'll stop.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening. I didn't know you didn't realize.
No, I didn't realize. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun at all races.
Oh, yeah.